This is Living the RV Dream, episode 317 for Friday, April 5th, 2024.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers! Hello, fellow pelican heads and happy travelers around the world, full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors, schoolie builders, overlanders. Welcome one more time to the show. Today, coming to you from... I always want to pronounce it amarillo, because that's in Spanish and it means yellow, but I believe in Texan, in English, it's called Amarillo, Texas, and... Yeah, we just arrived here today, and if I sound a little loopy, well, I just ate 18 ounces of ribeye at the Big Texan Ranch, and it was a great experience. It was a great experience. There's nothing else I can say about it. We even had some live music. I mean, it's I opted not to do the 72 ounce steak, you know, that you can have for free if you finish it within an hour. I'm like, that cannot possibly be healthy eating 72 ounces of steak in one go. So let me tell you what we've been doing this week, because last time we spoke, you know, I had canceled the Colorado portion of the trip, and we were going to Valley of the Gods and Monument Valley, and spoiler alert, that got canceled too. Actually, we had a great time in Moab. You know, I was there at the invitation of Sun Outdoors. I'm doing a series for them, which will eventually come out on their channel. It's going to be called Around the Sun with Traveling Robert. And I think it's going to be great. And we had some great experiences in Moab. Mainly, the main thing we did a Jeep tour. And at the beginning, I thought they were going to let me drive. And I was looking at videos and I'm like, I don't think they should let me drive this, but I'm going to go for it, you know, just in case. You know, I'm going to wing it. And that's, it's called the Hell's Revenge Trail. And let me tell you, I'm glad we had a professional driving the Jeep, because some of those steep climbs and some of it's not for the faint of heart, but quite a great adventure. What a great adventure. We did that, of course. We went into Arches National Park, which I didn't film much because I was doing it mostly for the Sun Outdoors video. We went to a brewery next door to the RV park, and all in all, I think it came out great. Hopefully, we'll get to see it on the Sun Outdoors channel in a couple of months. And after that, what did we do after that? Well, before I continue, I hadn't been to Moab since 2014, and the first time I saw Moab was on that trip in 2014, when we rented the Class C from El Monte RV, and we did the Four Corners region, and I mean, suffice to say that a month after that, we bought Minitini 1 and the rest is history. But yeah, Moab, what a great place. We went to dinner our last night at this restaurant. It's perched on top of a hill. It's called the Sunset Grill, and actually it you would think it is very touristy and and you go there more for the view than the food, but the food was excellent too, actually. So we had a great time there. So after the folks from Sun Outdoors left, we had two more nights in town by ourselves. I mean, one more night in town. We decided to stay an extra one. And, you know, Starship needed an oil change, and that's when we went to Sunset Grill. And then we did two... not off-road trails. I don't even think they are part of the ones that they mentioned in one of those, you know, off-roading apps. But we did the Long Canyon Trail, which was a great experience. Such great views. And we went to this point called Marlboro Point, which is a great view. And the good thing about Marlboro Point is just in between Arches National, Canyonlands National Park and Dead Horse State Park. So technically, you can fly the drone from there. So I flew the drone from there, and that was great. And then we did the Potash Road. And the Potash Road, we went all the way to this point called Thelma and Louise Point, which is in the movie, Thelma and Louise, I think that's the end of the movie. I haven't watched the movie in many, many years, but I think that's when they drive the car off the cliff. And I flew the drone there too. And what a great place. You know, that's BLM land, so you're outside of the state park or the national park. And the views are absolutely outstanding. So those two trails, I mean, technically you need four-wheel drive and high clearance, but for the most part, you don't. For Marlboro Point, you do. And even though I have Starship, I didn't go all the way to the end. I didn't feel that I needed to risk, you know, getting stuck or damaging Starship. So we went almost all the way to the end, and then I flew the drone and saw what I missed by not going all the way to the end. What a great day in Moab, that last day. And then we moved to a different campground. We moved to Lower Onion Creek Campground, which I had been to before. On Starship's inaugural trip in 2022, we did a little bit of the Fisher Towers. We went all the way to the Fisher Towers, and then we did a little bit of the Onion Creek Trail, which actually you have to ford the creek with your truck several times. I didn't go all the way to the end. I mean, it is a very long road, and I think we did enough. And then what we did the La Salle Mountains Loop, which actually, it was really cool because as you gain elevation, you know, it's a winter wonderland up there, and the views are also quite amazing. Actually, the views looking down onto Castle Valley. And Castle Valley is an area that I was considering for Pelicamp West, but the prices are kind of prohibitive. It makes sense. The views, I mean, the scenery in this area is just amazing. From there, the plan was to go onto Monument Valley. I mean, Valley of the Boondock at Valley of the Gods, and you know, Mexican Hat. Go to Monument Valley, but as we were leaving Moab, we got caught in a snowstorm. I mean, by Florida standards, it was a snowstorm. It was just a snowfall. I mean, the temperature was above 32, so it didn't really stick to the ground. But I was like, Valley of the Gods is going to be a muddy mess. It's going to be all full of mud. So, as we took a break at what's the name of that town? Blanding Welcome Center. Actually, we met some viewers there. We made an executive decision, and we decided. Let's go into Albuquerque. It's only like 4 hours more drive, and we're gonna spend some time in Albuquerque and revisit Albuquerque. And that's what we did. And we had such a great time in Albuquerque. I mean, the first day we arrived, and we are like, okay, let's go out. And we stayed at the Albuquerque North Bernalillo KOA Journey, which it's kind of north of town. It would be like 15, 20 minutes north of downtown. But the idea was we also wanted to visit Santa Fe. So if we wanted to go to Santa Fe, it would save us another 15, 20 minutes. So, I mean, that worked out. And that first day, I mean, it had snowed in downtown. We went to the old town, and then we decided to visit some of the, since we used to be Breaking Bad fans, we decided to, let's see some of the Breaking Bad filming locations, like the car wash, Walter White's home, and you know, Los Pollos Hermanos, which is a twist that actually we just didn't visit the places. We actually did something at the places, like at Twister's we had a burger, and at the car wash we actually washed Starship, and we went to Hank's home, and then we realized, I mean, this was a horrible weather day. I mean, it was all cloudy, low clouds, foggy. I mean, not ideal, but all of a sudden, the fog lifted. We could see the summit of Sandia Peak, and Ilya and I said, you know what? Let's just take the Sandia tramway. And we did. By the time we got to the tramway and we bought the tickets, it had gotten cloudy again, but it didn't matter because it was such a great experience. I mean, it was kind of chilly in the bottom, but once we got to the top, all of a sudden, snowstorm. And by the time we had a couple of drinks at the bar up there, we had some food. And by the time we decided to come down, it was like 10 degrees Fahrenheit with the wind chill. It was like incredible. We witnessed snowstorm up there, and all of a sudden it cleared up. I mean, so many different types of weather, you know. It was a great experience. I mean, it's something that you must do if you are in Albuquerque. I mean, at the bottom of the tramway is like, what, 6,000 feet above sea level. But up there is over 10,000 feet above sea level. So the difference in temperature is like 20 degrees. And I mean, you're short of breath up there. I mean, it's something that you should do if you're in Albuquerque. And if you're into Breaking Bad, of course, visiting all the filming locations. And there's the which we didn't do this time around, but there's the history of nuclear power museum or something like that, of nuclear energy museum. And there's, I mean, Albuquerque is a cool town. There's a lot to see. And then, on the next day, we went to Santa Fe. Santa Fe is the state capital of New Mexico. And Santa Fe is such a cool town, such a... there's so much art there. Of course, we went to we found parking, and the first thing we did was go to the Loreto Chapel. And the Loreto Chapel is famous for the miraculous stair, and there's this like spiral staircase that they don't really know how they built it. You know, there are no nails, no nothing, and there's no, you know, central pole in the middle. And now they charge you $5 just to walk inside and see it. And they have a gift shop, and you exit through the hotel, the Loreto Hotel. And that was one thing we did. Of course, we did the Cathedral Basilica of Saint Francis of Assisi, San Francisco de Assis. And that was a beautiful church too. We went to the plaza. In front of the plaza, you know, there's the Palace of the Governors. And eventually we decided to go for the kind of touristy place. We went to the second floor at the balcony of the Thunderbird Bar and Grill. And let's face it, you go there for the view. You know, you're sitting on the second floor on the balcony overlooking the plaza. We had some nachos with like queso and salsa and guacamole. It was really good. And overall, we had such a great... What else did we do in Santa Fe? We just walked around a lot. Actually, we went to the oldest house, the oldest known house in the United States. We stopped by the Capitol building. Overall, we went to Canyon Road, which is another very artsy part of town. But there's art everywhere. There are sculptures everywhere in town. We did a little bit of the river trail. And Santa Fe, especially that historic center of town, you know, we went to the La Fonda Hotel, which we wanted to go to the rooftop bar, which was closed for the season. They opened in May. And overall, you know, we went back to Albuquerque, and we had dinner at Church Street Cafe, which actually I had been there back in the first trip with old Kia in February 2018. That's the first and only time I had visited this area. And Church Street Cafe did not disappoint. We had new Mexican or Mexican dish that has always... I have like a love-hate relationship with this dish, because it is delicious, but it is painful. It is so spicy, so hot. You know, they use this red chili sauce, and but it is painful, but it is delicious. It is painful for those of us who are not used to food so hot. And that was it. On our last day, You know, I mean, we've been kind of working in the mornings and all that, and we had to do groceries, but we went to a place in the Canoncito Indian Reservation, which is another Breaking Bad location. That's where Walter White and Jesse Pinkman did their first meth cook, you know, in that old RV. And there was another shootout in that area. You know, it's an area they have used for several scenes in the TV series. So, as you know, Albuquerque is probably the main character besides Walter White and Saul Goodman, maybe the biggest character in that series. And that was it. This morning we just drove from Albuquerque to where we are right now, Amarillo, and we're getting ready to head down to Austin, Lake Travis, to be exact, for the great solar eclipse of 2024, which it may be cloudy, but, you know, you can control almost everything except for the weather. So we'll take it one cloud at a time. And that's all we've done this week, really. And I hope to make some very nice, concise videos about this. Of course, as I told you, we decided to skip Valley of the Gods and Monument Valley, which I was really looking forward to it because I was going to make a brand new intro there. But good things are coming. And again, some plans have changed. It doesn't look like we're going to take that cruise to Europe after all. It looks like we waited too long. There's not as many options, and it would have been prohibitively expensive. I mean, we could have done it, but why? It was like a ridiculous amount of money, so we're just gonna fly to Europe and rent an RV. That's the new plan. But I'll tell you more about that in the next episode. Until then, thank you so much for listening, and see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.